Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you today?
I am good, my elf. And how are you?
I am melting in this heat.
Yeah.
I am melting.
Yeah. You are in it for sure.
Yeah, well, you got the cicadas and I got the heat.
There you go.
Good grief. People like get so excited about summer and I'm like, oh no, that's when I stay in the most. I go out in the winter. Like I'm hiding in the summer. It's just so blistering hot.
I get it.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because it is going to serve me quite well from wanting to stay inside, given what I think our topic is today.
Indeed.
Oh my gosh. So today we are going to talk about everyone's short fuses. I don't know what else to call it other than short fuses.
Yeah, it's a situation for sure. Yeah, you know, and let's face it, we've been in lockdown for around 18 months, depending on where you are. And so excited to get back out. So excited to re-engage. And I would say ill-prepared.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're coming out of this lockdown into such a situation, such a state of humanity that's a little surprising.
Well, I think of really one of the telltales about this whole issue or this epidemic of short fuses is if you just, I mean, almost daily, there's an article out there about some passenger on an airplane having an absolute shit fit. And being, I mean, there was a flight attendant that lost her two front teeth because she got hit, yes, by a passenger. And
struck. On purpose.
Yeah, not accident, struck. And I think that that's a telltale. And I think you take that and you can put it into every single aspect, whether it is, you know, a grocery store encounter, which I've had those. I mean, I'm not even going out anymore. I'm going to be real honest, but that's a whole other thing. I can't.
I'm putting myself in quarantine.
No, I actually, I've been traveling a lot lately. And listen, traveling is brutal right now. It is absolutely brutal. It's brutal because it's not pleasant to wear masks in 100 degrees. It's brutal because the travel industry is not staffed. And
it's
so
not
there's
up to speed.
There are delays. You know, I spent 10 hours in the Charlotte, North Carolina airport because of flight cancellations and flight delays.
Not due to storms?
No, but this is my favorite part is they tried to tell us that this is really bad because we used to have direct flights out of this little airport, but with COVID, we lost them and haven't gotten them back yet. So I pretty much have to fly. And with a layover on the way to Tulsa, it seems these days. I mean, it's just so bad, which is a joke because Tulsa's an hour and a half away. For those who don't know the geography of the middle of the country, it is probably 90 miles. But anyway, I'm stuck with all these connections. So I get to Charlotte. My flight was canceled. I call American Airlines and not for nothing, like you are with Delta. I'm a 2 million miler on American Airlines. Sure. I've been a member since 1983. I am platinum for life. And I love them because I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have not always treated me well, but it's not personal. I love them. So I called them up. And I said, can you put me on another flight? So on and so forth. And so she very quickly did. She was fantastic. And then I said, and do me another favor. And she goes, what's that? And I go, and before I tell you, I just want you to know, I love you guys. So I want you to take this in the right way. And she goes, what's that? And I said, I don't know how many times I heard over the intercom that this flight was canceled due to weather. And I said, I don't know if you guys realize, but we all have weather apps on our phones. So the lying is not getting you anywhere. It's hurting you because it's evident that you're lying. So just like, it's hard enough, you know? And she's like, she said to me, she was very sweet. She goes, Yeah, you're right. Thanks. I'll let everybody know. And I'll tell you what's funny. I don't think it had anything to do with me because I wish it did, but I'm pretty sure it didn't. I did not hear one word about weather after that.
That's awesome.
But I don't think it had anything to do with me. I just think that they finally figured out we should probably stop lying. But the thing is that I watched how unbelievably rude that people are. People are being rude and they're flying off the handle. I have heard more horns honking, which I'm a horn honker, but I do it for safety because I'm a panther. Yeah. Speaking of being a panther, not for nothing. Even though I spent 10 hours in the Carolina, in the North Carolina airport in Charlotte, is their football team are the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, I am
a proud owner of three baseball hats with a panther on them. They're all different colors to remind myself that I am a panther.
My pantherism.
And I may have allegedly also bought a keychain with a panther on it and possibly a stainless steel mug. But
so it may not have been weather. It may have been economic need that they kept you.
Seriously. I was very profitable for that time.
It worked for them.
I was very, very, very profitable. But there are some things, and I think Brenda is probably going to make us go on a break in like a minute, maybe. Are you going to make us go on a break?
We can go on.
Okay. I have a feeling Brenda's going to make us go on a break because I think what I would love for us to start talking about is what can we do for those that are dealing with this themselves in their own life in all the different ways, whether they're traveling, whether they're grocery shopping, whether they're at work, whether they're with their family, whatever it may be. Let's talk about how to get through this period.
Right, because Earth School is hard. We've established that.
Right? No shit.
But we have this fantasy that we told ourselves, like, oh, when it's over, we'll do this and it'll be so great. And, you know, and as we reemerge, we are forgetting some Earth School rules or lessons.
Yeah.
And we've been hanging out by ourselves in our pods in a way, you know, that we're very comfortable, that we've lost a little social grace, a little social.
Yeah, grace.
and contracts that we have with each other.
And decency.
Yeah,
for the love of God, where's our decency?
Well, this is, you know, just like we got used to not wearing shoes and wearing yoga pants all the time.
Nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, do we want to see that, you know, in person? And, you know, we have to think about what are we agreeing to do, you know, how to be together socially again. So we'll talk about that when we come right back.
Awesome.
Books, the smell, the mood, the vibe. But when's the last time you actually finished one? If it's been a while, you're not alone. Start a better reading habit with Literati, a book subscription service that gives you access to exclusive book clubs led by the world's most inspiring people. Authors, leaders, and activists spark lively conversations in 12 unique book clubs, engaging a diverse community of readers from all around the world. That means you can talk about Stephen Curry's favorite books with Stephen Curry, for real. They also host exclusive interviews with authors themselves where you can ask your biggest questions and get the insider's answers you won't find in any other book club. Reimagine what a book club can be. Redeem your free trial at literati.com/insidersguide. Head to literati.com/insidersguide to learn more and read more with Literati. literati.com/insidersguide.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing, ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, we are back, everybody, to talk about yoga pants and social decency.
Social decency. I think yoga pants are fine.
I think yoga pants are fine, too. I mean, that's actually one of the beauties, right? Because I think what people thought, and I cannot even tell you again, everybody knows that I like to read a lot. And one of the things that I kept reading over and over and over for the last year and a half is, when will things get back to normal, right? Mm-hmm. There's this idea, this expectation that things are going to be what is so-called back to normal. And when somebody has brought it up to me, I'm like, God, I hope it's not. Like, I hope we're better than what we were before. But right now we're worse before we're going to get better.
Well, we're just a little rusty is what I'd say. So first of all, knowing that there's almost like a social awkwardness, is if that's fair to say. If you're walking around and something didn't go your way, you may say something in your head that's different than what comes out of your mouth. And, you know, not for everybody. Some people are the same inside and out, but, you know, there's like a little bit of a filter for how you behave in you know, general public. And that filter is gone.
I can give you a list of 20 things, I'm going to be honest, that I wanted to say, but I haven't said. And that's why I wanted to talk about this so badly, because I've never had a great filter, let's be honest, but I've had one. And I still have one. You would hope that it would be a different kind of filter that I have, but I do not.
Well, you do have a filter, and it's it's pretty high, high vibe, and we're grateful for that. But this is what I would say, is that when people don't have a filter, it doesn't mean A, you have to take it personally, and B, you don't have to meet them where they are, right? So this is really important. And you can just, you know, bringing up that compassion, that's like, wow, I thought this was a tough trip for me, but this is a really tough trip for you. And it could, you know, because people show up and they're not at their best. Like, I walked in the other day to a shop, and this person was being super impatient with their child. And look, hardest job in the world, I get it. But you know, so it brings out so much compassion, right? So I'm just like, oh, I feel so bad for the kid. I feel bad for the parent. There's just stress written all over them. And there's obviously nothing I can do to add to the situation verbally, right? There's nothing I can say that's not going to show up judgy and make it worse for either one of those individuals, right? There's nothing I can say. Even if I was like, oh, you know, I hate that when that happens. Like, it doesn't, like, there's just, I have no place in that scene. But what I can do is I can create a love bubble, and I can send it their way gently. Like, I don't like blast them with it.
Tell us what your love bubble looks like, so everybody knows what that is. Okay.
Well, and this is my version, so please feel free to improvise. Like, you know, this is how it came to me to work with it. So please do what works for you. You don't have to duplicate mine to be correct. Like, there's no correct in this. As long as your intention is altruistic with no attachments, right? So, because if you think, oh, I'm going to send a love bubble and they're going to come and tell me how great I am. Stop. Don't do it. Just disengage, walk away. Like, don't engage. Like, it's not about being a hero. It literally is, may I diffuse this place to create healing and peace that's available. It's not activated, but it's always available for humanity, right? That's it. So for me, I literally will think about, I have many favorite pieces of rose quartz. So I will invoke.
Really?
It's true. Shh, don't tell me. So I will think about those. Some of our lavender rose quartz.
Oh, yes.
I wonder where I got those, right? But I will invoke one of those in my heart space. And I will blow it up like a pink piece of bubble gum with my breath, like from my heart space. And I will energetically just offer it out. And it may have a tinge of purple on the edges, you know, as you can imagine. And so that's what I'll do. It's like this rose quartz, of course, is unconditional love and emotional healing, right? This is like the cornerstone of the rose quartz energy. So I will just send that out. I was recently on a plane to Texas, and it was literally one of the roughest flights I've ever been on. It was up and down and side to side. We kind of got bounced around in a big way. And people were edgy when we got on the plane, right? So you can imagine when this started happening, I was like, oh no, big love bubble all around the plane. Everybody's good. We're all good. And people barely said a word once we were on the plane. Now, they may have been just scared out of their minds, but it didn't matter, because sometimes silence is best.
No doubt.
Yeah. And so, you know, like, so it can be as big as a plane. It can be little tiny to a baby that's fussy in a public place. And you can just see the mom or, you know, dad melting down, and you're like, oh no, love bubble. It's all okay. You know, to calm down the baby, or let it try and be a little healing energy. So, and again, you just send it out into the world and, you know, and detach from it, right? So you have no attachment to it. It is the ultimate gift. Send it out, no attachment. May it heal, may it help, and move on.
I love that. I love that. Now, I've used bubbles, but I'm going to be real honest. I've used bubbles to wrap around people who were lingering at restaurants to move them out so I could have the table. So it's very different, but it's still a bubble nonetheless. But I've used them for that, and it works. You can get people out of a restaurant. You just like put a bubble around them and it's like gently move them out. And I'm not while they're eating. It's like they're just dicking around after they pay. So it's like, stop dicking around. I want the table, and I move them out.
Equally effective.
That's why you're you and I am not.
This is just a little different.
Kinda.
But thank you for making my point that it is effective.
Oh, it is very effective. The bubbles are very effective.
Yeah.
Whether you want love or whether you want your damn table and you're hungry.
Oh my God.
Listen, I just remember
we are karmically accountable and responsible for our bubbles we're putting out in the world. Just want you to know.
I don't think me moving people along is bad karma. I do not think
that's bad at all.
I don't think it's bad. It's just moving shit along, man. Like, it's like, people drive at least the speed limit so we can all keep going. I'm just trying to keep the momentum going. That's all.
That makes me crazy.
It's thank you. Same diff with somebody sitting their ass in a restaurant not moving. So I was on a plane. I was on a plane and dealt with, I'd met, you know, I've been in the last month or so, I've been wearing my headsets as my cloak of invisibility just to release my shit alone because it's been, because I can feel like the short feels like just stay, keep away, which is also not me. Like, I've lived large.
You like humanity.
I do. Or I have.
Yeah, in the past.
I think it's past tense right now. I love my people. A lot more. Funny enough, more. And I mean, like, for me, it's like, I want to stay away from strangers. Not, that doesn't mean you guys who are listening, you're not strangers, but I want to stay away from strangers. And I only want to be with the ones that I love right now because of everything that's, you know, that's transpiring. But I'm on this flight, and this was after the 10-hour delay in Charlotte. And so I'm going to let everybody know, and I'm not plugging our damn site, but I'm just going to say, I wear 4 lipidolite bracelets on my left wrist. And that is, and I also will throw a smoky quartz in there too, because girls got to release her stuff, right?
Yeah. Yep. And then all the stuff coming at you.
Oh, right? Exactly.
That's what that smoky quartz will take care of.
Oh, it is. Yeah. No, I call that combo. Yeah. That is my peace and release combo. And so I was wearing those.
Do we sell them on the site as peace and release?
We should. We will now that you just said good. That. That we awesome. Should probably do that. But it's peace and release right now. And not catch and release, it's peace and release. Yeah. And I'm in the airport and I meet this really lovely young woman. She's maybe 16, 17 years old. And I see she had some bracelets on. So I, of course, in my elfin way, I give her mine, right?
Yeah, of course you do.
So I didn't have them when I get on the plane because I gave them away. But I'm glad I did because she's wonderful. But so I sit next to this man and he, and everybody, you don't know this about me, but I love the big hunky man. Love him.
Over 6 feet.
Love
him. She's got her eye on
him. Yeah, that's why my high school boyfriend, John, handsome, like drop dead gorgeous, and he's tall, big, like muscly kind of guy. Love the big ones. So this really handsome man sits down next to me, and he's an ex-cop. And he kind of had a big voice, you know? Mm-hmm. And the plane was kind of loud anyway. And
planes are loud.
Yeah, it was loud anyway. And so we're just talking and he's telling me about the only reason I'm going to tell you what his race is because of what he was talking about. But he's an African-American man. And he was actually asking me, what do you think about Black Lives Matter? He's like, we had this amazing conversation. He taught me so much in this like hour plus flight. So the woman, and I'm going to say her, white woman, in front of us, and it turns around, has the nerve to turn around and look at him and tell him to stop talking.
Oh my God. Filters, people. We need filters back.
Who the hell does that? And I looked at her and I'm like, now
we're not in a movie.
We're in an airplane, right? It's not her plane. It's a group thing. And when you buy an airline ticket, it's not a private plane, people, unless it's on a private plane.
Yeah. Carry your headsets. Use them. Yeah.
Put your headsets on if you don't want to listen to anybody. But the plane was also pretty loud because everybody was excited that we were leaving because for real.
We're free.
There are a lot of people having to spend the night in Charlotte that night. And luckily, all of us on the plane were not part of that group.
Yeah.
And the stuff that went through my head. I mean, I wanted to dress her down. I could have brought that woman down to her. No, I could have. And I know I can, because that's my shadow archetype is destroyer. And I get it. And just so everybody knows, Brenda's a hell of a destroyer herself. Not that I'm trying to drag you along into my shitty story, but
we all have gifts.
We do have gifts. And I know I'm capable of doing it. But I sat there. I didn't say a thing. Mm-hmm. Because I knew that a year and a half ago, that woman would have never done that. And so part of why I wear my lapidolite and my smoky, and why I'm breathing more than I normally do, is because I do not want to behave like that.
Yeah. And create that karma. Yeah.
I don't want it. I really don't want it. Either in the moment I want it.
Please see previous episodes on karma.
Yeah, seriously. Because there's a price. And I know there's a price, but there's even more than that. Because part of it is, you know, if it's not enough for you to not commit one of those karmic crimes, let's call it for fun, because sometimes people just don't want to, because that's not their nature, right? If you need to know that there's a price to pay to not commit a karmic crime, then fine, there's a price to pay. But I also just don't want to be that person, you know, for myself, because I also do some like self-beating after I like do an attack, and I don't want to live with that. You know, so it has nothing to do with the karmic crime that I would have been committing. It was just like, I don't want to deal. And so I just, so that's why I have my cloak of invisibility, which just so everybody knows, Brenda actually does have a cloak of invisibility.
And that's for another story. We're going to take a break right now and we'll be right back.
Your family's health matters more than anything. And OneShare Health is here to share in their care. OneShare Health is a Christian-based health sharing ministry on a mission to help facilitate the sharing of the burden of rising medical costs, with programs starting as low as $115 a month. If you don't have medical insurance or are looking for a lower cost alternative, visit OneShareHealth.com. That's OneShareHealth.com. Use promo code OneShare and receive $50 off your application fee.
If you're the proud parent to a fur baby, then listen up. Look, we all know that good nutrition and a healthy diet is important for us humans and act accordingly. But what about those furry family members? They deserve the same, and Fresh Factors from Springtime Natural Supplements can help. Fresh Factors are Springtime's best-selling chewable for dogs of all ages that have been supporting dogs' health needs for over 40 years. Not only do they fill the gaps that may be missing from your dog's diet, but they support healthy joints, skin, digestion, and energy levels. Made with natural ingredients that are tested to ensure purity, quality, and safety. Visit springtime.com for details. Fresh Factors are available as buy two, get two free, which means you can save 50% when you take advantage of this deal. Fresh Factors from Springtime Natural Supplements. A dog owner's choice for a convenient and great-tasting chewable to upgrade their dog's nutrition for a healthy and happy dog. Visit springtime.com to receive free shipping and learn how you can save up to 50%.
All right, everybody, and we are back. Apparently not going to talk about Brenda and her cloak of invisibility, which she has used on me at least twice. I want everybody to know. And it messed with my world. I'm like, it's like I lost her. I'm like, where did she go? I could not see her, but she was there when she decided to reappear.
I had my eyes on you the whole time.
Oh, yeah. But my eyes were not on you. It was fantastic. But anyway, I think it would be really great if there's other things, Bren, that you want to talk about. I have other ideas about ways that we can maintain ourselves through this.
First of all, just having great compassion for the state of humanity right now, right? We're not skilled at coming out of a pandemic, just like we weren't skilled going into it, right? We're like, wait, what? You know, freaking out, trauma, sadness, grieving, fear, all of it, you know, toilet paper, you know, like we had issues.
Right? And Fresca, we ran out of Fresca, but going.
There was a Fresca.
The Fresca shortage.
I'm telling you, there were issues. There's no reason we would be good at coming back out of it, right? And we're hearing anxiety as people, you know, say, I'm not going back to work. People are quitting their jobs because they don't want to go back to work. They're nervous about it. They're just like, there's no reason. I don't want to commute. I don't want to be with, you know, whatever the reasons are, right? And so, just whenever possible, give people a hall pass. Even if you're annoyed to the max, just say, you know what? It is what it is. And it's not always going to be like this. You know, like really reach for that place inside you. Challenge, let it be a challenge to yourself, for yourself. Right? And don't make it about the other person, right? Don't, no matter how incompetent they are, no matter this, no matter that, like, doesn't matter. Just be as graceful as possible.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
And I'm, and I'm being serious. I'm not being like a jokester elf on this. That if somebody is being like verbally attacked, I mean, there is definitely the Kenny Rogers song, Coward of the County, Turn the Other Cheek kind of thing. But can somebody say, this isn't necessary? And so they at least have a voice for themselves and kind of walk away, or like, what can we do that is of a high vibe when they're being attacked?
When someone is being attacked, that's very different than just people are, you know, having a short fuse and just going off. Someone who is personally being attacked, that's a very different situation. And you always want to keep yourself physically safe. That's the most important thing, because if you are not physically safe, you can't live to fight another day,
right?
Like, to set that injustice. So you have to take care of yourself physically, which is usually the strongest thing you can say is with your feet, right? Mm. Just walk away and go seek safety, whatever that is. And leaving the situation, bringing someone with authority into the situation to, you know, get protection or whatever it is.
Right.
That's absolutely the first thing. And of course, always call on Archangel Michael. So, right, who's for justice. So I would do that in one breath. So that's the first thing. But when things get edgy, and, you know, if you can send a love bubble, great. If you can't, put a protective bubble around yourself and pull out your headsets and drop a grounding cord. So that's just a matter of, in your mind's eye, spinning a ball of light in the pelvic bowl. Like, okay, so just in your pelvis, just spin a ball of light, and you may notice the size of the light, of the ball of light, gets bigger or smaller. It changes colors. Sometimes it has a hum. Like, just be mesmerized by what's happening in your imagination of how the ball is spinning, how it's turning, what colors are, you know, just notice all that. Challenge yourself to focus on something that's healthy, something that's healing, something that's valuable to you in the moment, to distract yourself from whatever is annoying the crap out of you, okay? Because you have to control what you can. And there's so much we can't control right now. And drop that ball of light down into the earth, down, 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 down to the very center of the earth, and anchor that into the center of the earth. And in your mind's eye, you can even like pluck the grounding cord with your energy hands or your etheric hands, and like a violin string or a guitar string, like let it vibrate and let the vibration move all the way through your entire field to just move that irritation out. Like, just let it go, or send it down the grounding cord. Just let it go, let it go, let it go, and stay grounded and breathe deeply. Get really solid in your body. 7 deep breaths. It takes a minute or two to do 7 deep breaths, like just to really inhale fully, slowly, pause, exhale fully, slowly, exhale all the way out, all the stale air out in the upper lungs.
Oh, I'm doing it. If you guys heard me.
Yes, awesome.
I'm listening.
It's awesome. And it helps. It'll slow down your heart rate. It'll slow down your thoughts. It'll help you disengage from whatever chaos and crazy is going on around you. And just 7 deep breaths. These are all things to do to reset. Now, of course, if you have a favorite prayer, a mantra, something, you know, let me be of service. Let me be peaceful in this moment. Let me be the center of the storm. You know, that calm. Anything like that is super helpful to not contribute to the chaos that's out there. I mean, just small things. I have to just tell you one little. We went out to dinner. I can count on my hands, like how many times we went out to dinner. And it was with a friend who recently had lost his father, and he was, you know, sharing his story. And so we ordered dinner. Now, going out to dinner for me is kind of dicey, right? So I have onion allergy, blah, 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 blah. Everything they brought had onions. Everything was from sprinkled with chives to fried onions on top of the Brussels sprouts. Like, you know,
oh my God, that's like a living hell for you. I've eaten with you so many times. I know you can't eat.
Right. I'm like, well, I won't be able to eat that. So, you know, whatever. Like, so it's not the point of going out to dinner is to eat, right? So it's like, please take that away, you know, but just expect like things are going to be rusty.
Yeah.
Things are going to be like, everyone's just a little rusty. And so you just be filled with grace. It's not a big deal. And, you know, life is bigger than this. And what I expected, don't expect to happen.
Well, and that's a really great example, because I've also been experiencing that with the travel that, again, I've been traveling a lot lately, whether it's to LA, to Tulsa. We talked about the Tulsa Massacre Centennial that I spent, you know, 5 days. And then most recently, the Tribeca Film Festival. And I'm going to tell you, there's not a lot of, like, our service industry is dying. There's a lot of...
I think it's pretty much a DOA situation.
Yeah, it is DOA. And because for lots of reasons, you know, I think a lot of women lost their jobs during this time, and they can't even get childcare anymore. I think they're rethinking about how they were treated during that time. So all the people that acted like a bunch of a-holes during that, like, this is part of what happens, is you just cannot treat human beings like that. There's a myriad of reasons why people aren't doing it. But I'm going to tell you, there was no food to be had in the hotel where I was staying, where there was always food, because that's just, they couldn't staff it. They can't hire for it. Yeah. And because I am the, you know, other half of Insider's Guide to the Other Side, I knew exactly what was happening, and I had a lot of grace for it. It was like, okay, well, then I'll figure something else out. I'm a grown-ass woman. I have fed myself for almost 52 fucking years. I am not going to waste away. And it's just, it's one of those things that we just all have to get used to some of this, at least for now, right? Because we don't know what it's going to be like yet. Go ahead.
And to your point where you're like, oh, when you hear people say, oh, I can't wait to go back. We're not going back. We're restarting. And, you know, just like when you start your computer, it takes longer than you want it to. You know, it's the same thing.
Especially if it's downloading new software, which is what's happened with us.
Yes. So we just are very patient and, you know, just challenge yourself. Say, okay, how can I be filled with grace in this moment?
Yeah, things take longer. Or you might not have the type of luxuries that you once did. Listen, I had to take my computer and to get it fixed. It was a week and a half I didn't have it. Was that, did I have angst about it at first? Yeah, but then I'm like, ugh, I'll be fine. You know, it's just one of those things. And it took a while because of the fan, this just PS, anybody who has a MacBook Pro, if it's loud, got a fan issue. So my fan was failing, had to get it exchanged. But now I couldn't be happier that I did it. It just took a long time, right? Yeah. Longer
everything,
than
everything.
So just a little grace with that, I think. And I love your grounding cord. That's fantastic. The love bubble's fantastic. Don't forget smoky quartz. Don't forget. And also rose quartz is fantastic. Lepidolite. Yeah. Oh my God. I was wearing 4 of them. And we actually had one of our kids is great. And I promise I'll end on this.
Lepidolite.
Oh my God. I'm a total. Okay. Just nobody can see this, but I'm showing Brenda my big giant lepidolite that's on my desk that I'm holding right now. Not that I need it right now, but yeah, she's beautiful. And lepidolites are she's for some reason. But I had we had a customer that said that she was buying a lepidolite for, I think it was her 7 or 8 year old son, a bracelet for him because he's having a hard time, whatever. And she said, would you know, bless this for him? Because we get a lot of notes and people have me working a lot to like do certain things to their stones, which I love, by the way. And I saw the order come in and I was wearing one and I took it off and because Suzanne was going to the warehouse because she was going to go pack the order. And I handed her, I said, baby, will you make sure you get this one in particular for this little guy? Because it has my vibes all over this thing. And if I can't bless it more than it's been blessed.
Panther protector.
Panther protector, right? But it's like, it's very, it is because the thing about lepidolite is that it has natural lithium in it. Yeah. And lithium is going to calm your shit down.
It's just going to chill you out, baby.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So do that. Yeah. All these things hopefully will help us all get through this. Here's the operative word, together.
Yeah.
We are here together.
Yep.
It is a team sport in many cases. We have our own individual things we must do, but it is still a team sport, guys. Life is a team sport.
Be gentle with yourself because you need to. It's really the intensity that's happening right now requires you to bring your best, and you cannot extend compassion to another unless you're practicing it for yourself. And when you do, it's so much easier. It's easier on your nervous system, and it's easier to extend that compassion to someone else, and you'll actually feel good about it. It really helps to take that high road. It takes an extra breath, but it's so worth it.
Or an extra 7.
Or 7. 7's good too. But it's always worth it.
Yeah, it is. So,
thank you for bringing this forward, my elf.
You are really welcome, my witchy poo.
Such a great reminder. So thanks, everybody, for listening.
And thanks, everybody. Erskine is hard. I want to say it first. Let me start again. And remember, Erskine is hard.
Without La Pig Light. And the grace of the other side.
Oh my God, I love you so much. Thanks, everybody.
Love you. Bye. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.